The next question we have is, what are your plans to address the state auditor's findings regarding internal controls and separation duties? And Mr. Freeney will actually go first.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, you know, this audit report came out that showed the inadequate segregation of duties and also the inadequate controls on pledge collaterals. I want to be very clear, these were not a one-time finding. If you go on to the state auditor website and do a search for Rogers County, you will see this last several years, I'm not sure if it goes back 10 years or something, but each year the auditor does a report on the treasurer's office specifically. And if you look at each of those reports specifically, you're going to find the same finding year after year after year after year. Rogers County is the sixth largest county in Oklahoma. A lot of rural counties have a problem with not having enough personnel on staff, which causes the lack of segregation of duties. But this is Rogers County, the sixth largest county in Oklahoma. I mean, to say that we don't have enough personnel to have a segregation of duties is not quite accurate, and we need to fix that, and I'd be glad to go in there and take care of that for you.
Well, segregation of duties is something that Rogers County, along with almost 75 other counties that do not pass the segregation of duties. There's only two counties in the 77 that pass, and that's Tulsa County and Oklahoma County. So for our treasurer's office and other offices in the county, we're allotted just X amount of dollars for personnel. So as long as we keep that down, then our county budget can go for other things than for personnel. Now, what we have in place to help and to be in compliance is we have now set up a monthly committee to kind of keep track of how each office is doing, what you're doing to get in compliance. Again, we have cross-training in my office. There's people who can do the other person's job, but there's no one that can sit in just that one position and work all day long. So, but again, we're working toward making as much compliance with auditors that we can.